This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Fourth and fifth largest party in the lower house continue to boycott the meeting. Law Minister Ajay Kumar Chaurasia says controversial bills will not be presented in Parliament. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli engages in multiple sideline meetings in the third UN conference on LLDCs, urges no landlocked developing country be left behind in global trading system. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey says diplomatic efforts underway to enlist Tilaurakot as UNESCO World Heritage Site. And US President Donald Trump slaps 50% tariff on Indian goods over imports of Russian oil. Now, the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party continue their boycott of the House of Representatives meeting, raising serious concerns about governance, constitutional appointments and human trafficking. During the emergency hour of the House session yesterday, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Monish Jha accused the government of negligence in the constitutional appointment of Krishna Prasad Neupane to the Language Commission, calling it a sign of administrative mismanagement. Jha also pointed to a reference to human trafficking on page 46 of the visa scam report and demanded strict action against those involved. He further called for the resignation of the president of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, citing ethical concerns over the cooling off period issue. Likewise, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party parliamentarian Roshan Karki criticized the continued misuse of visit visas, claiming that Nepalese are being trafficked abroad under the guise of tourism. She stressed that even a single lawmaker's concern should prompt parliamentary action and expressed disappointment at Parliament's failure to act despite prolonged protest by fourth and fifth largest parties. Karki also accused the House of acting in favour of the government while ignoring genuine issues raised by opposition voices. Both Jha and Karki were allowed to speak by Speaker Debaraj Ghimire, after which lawmakers from both the parties staged a walkout in protest. Likewise, in yesterday's meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia has assured that no bill that could harm the social fabric of the country will be presented in Parliament. Responding to concerns raised by lawmakers during the session of the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Chaurasia emphasized that the government is committed to safeguarding society through careful legislative processes. Minister Chaurasia said that key legal matters, including amendments to the legal age of marriage, provisions on polygamy, advanced bail and presidential pardons, will only be finalized after consultations with the relevant stakeholders and institutions. He reiterated that any proposed legislation will undergo through scrutiny to ensure it does not negatively impact society. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, who is also leading the Nepali delegation to the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDCs, has said that landlocked developing nations face a complex web of trade-related challenges. While chairing the high-level thematic roundtable 2 on seizing the transformative potential of trade, trade facilitation and regional integration, Prime Minister Oli outlined key barriers faced by LLDCs. These include a lack of direct access to the sea, high transit cost, poor infrastructure, limited market access and vulnerability to global shocks and climate-induced disasters. He stressed that these issues have kept LLDCs economically underdeveloped and highly vulnerable. Prime Minister Oli highlighted the importance of AWAJA program of action, which aims to transform landlocked countries into land-linked nations through regional integration and improved trade facilitation. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli, attending the ministerial meeting on South-South cooperation as chief guest on the sidelines of the third UN conference on LLDCs, highlighted the pressing challenges faced by LLDCs. Due to their geography. He stated that geographical constraints remain a major structural barrier to progress for landlocked nations. However, he emphasized that geography should never limit human ambition, especially in today's interconnected and technologically advanced world. Prime Minister Oli also pointed out that these existing challenges are being intensified by multiple global crises, including geopolitical tensions, food and energy insecurity, rising inflation and shrinking fiscal space, further affecting the development prospects of LLDCs. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli called for stronger global cooperation and partnerships to tackle the growing challenges of climate change. Speaking yesterday at the session on enhancing adaptation capacity and resilience to disasters caused by climate change in LLDCs held during the third UN conference on LLDCs, Prime Minister Oli stressed that although Nepal's carbon emissions are negligible, the country continues to suffer disproportionately from the impacts of climate change. He pointed to the melting of the mountains as a major concern contributing to rising sea levels and urged the international community to formulate an integrated climate action plan for the mountains to the sea. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the conference, the executive director of the World Association of Investment Promotion Agencies, WAIPA, Ismail Ersahin, and the UN Undersecretary General and High Representative from Least Developed Countries, Landlocked Developing Countries, and Small Islands Developing States, Rabab Fatima, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During the meeting, Nepal's permanent representative to the UN, Lok Bahadur Thapa, said discussions covered various topics, including boosting investment in Nepal and potential membership of the Investment Board of Nepal in WAIPA. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli has officially invited the president of the Turkmenistan, Sardar Bardi Muhammadov, to visit Nepal next year. Speaking to media representatives from both countries after the meeting on the sidelines of the third UN conference on LLDCs, Prime Minister Oli said the leaders discussed key issues including bilateral interest, cooperation and ways to further strengthen relations between Nepal and Turkmenistan. President Ramchandra Powdil has called on the state to secure the future of athletes by providing them opportunities within sports sector. Speaking at a reception held in honour of Ravindra Dhat, who recently became the first Nepali to win a professional mixed martial arts championship in India, the president emphasized the importance of recognizing and motivating sportsperson while promoting the overall development of sports in Nepal. Dhat made history by defeating his Indian opponent in the final on August 2nd, marking a proud moment for Nepali sports. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has announced ongoing diplomatic and technical efforts to get Tilaurakot in Kapilvastu listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Speaking at the House of Representatives International Relations and Tourism Committee meeting yesterday, Minister Pandey urged officials and employees of the Lumbini Development Trust to work together effectively and without political bias. Meanwhile, Member of the Parliament and former Minister Bhim Prasad Acharya highlighted the urgent need to build a protective wall around Tilaurakot area to safeguard its land. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order imposing an additional 25% tariff on goods imported from India as a penalty for India's continued import of Russian oil. The new tariffs adds to the existing 25% tariff, bringing the total U.S. import tax on Indian goods to 50%, one of the highest rates imposed by the U.S. In his order, Trump cited Russia's ongoing military actions in Ukraine as a national emergency, calling the tariff hike necessary and appropriate. The increased tariff will take effect 21 days after the announcement, allowing a window for possible negotiations between the U.S. and India to reduce the rate. This move is expected to further complicate U.S.-India relations. Currently, only Brazil faces a similar overall tariff rate of 50% from the U.S. Now, the weather forecast for today. With the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Kosi and Lumini province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi and Lumini province, and at a few places of the hilly region and Tarai regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is located north of its average location in and around the Tarai of Nepal. Although the monsoon winds have their influence over the entire country, the influence of water vapor rich air is somewhat weaker. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Fourth and fifth largest parties in the lower house continue to boycott the meeting. Law Minister Ajay Kumar Chaurasia says controversial bills will not be presented in Parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli engages in multiple sideline meetings in the third UN conference on LLDCs, urges no landlocked developing country be left behind in global trading system. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey says diplomatic efforts underway to enlist Dilora Kot as UNESCO World Heritage Site. And US President Donald Trump slaps 50% tariff on Indian goods over imports of Russian oil. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.